Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 15. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Paul Kane, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Saratoga, Wyoming.
In the name of Jesus, amen. When you give, when you pray, when you fast, Jesus teaches about all three in Matthew 6 in strikingly similar ways. What does your Lord want you to have? The reward of heaven. That is why he became flesh, lived, died, and rose. If something is done just for show, what then is the reward? The reward is the acclaim, the praise, the applause of other people. There is no treasure in heaven with such a motivation. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. There is nothing inherently wrong with memorials and engraved names on plaques. The concern of our Lord here is motive. Why is the donor giving? To give thanks to the Lord and to serve him? To thank God for the life of a loved one who, finishing the course of life in the faith, is now with Christ? Or to be praised by others? We hear nearly identical language when Jesus teaches us about prayer and introduces the Lord's Prayer. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Jesus does not forbid corporate worship. He forbids showiness. Entertainment may be the dominant mode of our American culture, but that is not the purpose of the Lord's house. Our Lord commends those who read Scripture and pray in secret on their own without prompting or reminders. We are in the Word and constant in prayer to receive His good gifts and speak intimately with the Savior of the world. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Your forgiveness was won and paid for by Jesus' work on the cross. In forgiving others, we show how much the Lord forgiving us means to us. To be forgiven by God and to forgive others belong together. Let's note the same pattern in the beginning of tomorrow's text. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Luther writes, fasting and bodily preparation are certainly fine outward training, but that person is truly worthy and well prepared who has faith in these words, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Our Lord encourages us to fast with the proper motive. Where is your heart when you fast, pray, or give? Our Lord teaches that we should care more about what our Father sees in secret and rewards than doing pious things in front of others to be praised by them. When you give, pray, or fast, do so in faith, not hypocrisy, and not merely for show before the world, but in thanksgiving to your Father in heaven. He calls for repentant, faithful disciples who regularly receive his forgiveness. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Paul Kane for this meditation on God's Word.